This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 12 noon and the Rajya Sabha till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., the opposition parties raised the issue of special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar and demanded discussion on it. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering and continued with their protest, following which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. Amid the noisy scene, Minister of State for Rural Development Chandrasekhar Bemazani replied to a question related to construction of houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to conduct the zero hour. The opposition members raised the issue of SIR in Bihar and other matters. He said he had received 21 adjournment notices from different political parties on four different issues, of which 11 are related to matters which are sub judice. He said as per rules, the matter which is sub judice will not be taken up for discussion and disallowed all the notices. As the pandemonium continued, the deputy chairman adjourned the house till 2 p.m. In news just in, the Lok Sabha proceedings have resumed now. Amid row over Special Intensive Revision, Election Commission of India has said that after 12 days into the claims and objections period, not a single claim or objection has been submitted by any political party regarding the exercise in Bihar so far. However, the Commission has said that 13,970 claims and objections have been received directly from electors with regard to the draft rolls. Ministry of Culture today organized a Tiranga bike rally under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in New Delhi. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat led the rally, along with Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sanjay Seth and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shekhawat highlighted how the Tiranga binds the nation together and reminds us of those who sacrificed their lives for the country. He called it a symbol of unity as the country moves towards a Vikasit Bharat.
तिरंगा कैसी ताकत है जो हम सबको एकता के सूत्र में बांधता है और तिरंगा हमें स्मरण कराता है उन लाखों लाखों बलिदानियों का जिन्होंने देश की रक्षा के लिए देश की स्वतंत्रता के लिए अपने आप को समर्पित किया तब देश का प्रत्येक व्यक्ति अपने घर पर तिरंगा फहरा करके अपने आप को गौरवान्वित महसूस करे.
Continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has significantly disrupted normal life across various parts of Uttarakhand. Heavy downpours have led to a sharp rise in the water levels of major rivers, while mountain streams and rivulets in the hilly regions are overflowing. The Met Department has issued a red alert warning for Haridwar, Nainital and Udham Singh Nagar. US and China have agreed to extend their trade truce until November the 10th, just hours before new tariffs were set to take effect today. In a joint statement, both countries said they will pause the planned tariff increases for another 90 days. The US will delay raising tariffs to 145% on Chinese goods, while China will hold off on 125% tariffs on US goods. The United Nations Human Rights Office has condemned the Israeli attack that killed 6 journalists in Gaza, calling it a grave breach of international law. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said the Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and impartial investigation into these latest killings. The reporters, 5 of whom worked for the Al Jazeera media network, were killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza City on Sunday. In boxing, India's campaign at the Asian Under-19 and Under-22 Boxing Championships 2025 ended on a high note, with Ritika winning gold in the women's 80-plus kilogram category yesterday. The Indian teams racked up a total of 27 medals across 2 age groups. The Under-19 team came in strong, clinching 14 medals with 3 gold, 7 silver and 4 bronze. In Wushu, Namrata Batra will take on local favourite Meng Yue Chen in the gold medal match in the World Games in Chengdu, China this evening. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally low in forenoon trade. In sectoral indices, oil and gas, auto and media were leading gains, while realty, capital goods and financial services were the top laggards. With that, we end this news bulletin.